This month of March is Michigan Food and Agriculture Month, and yesterday just happened to be National Ag Day. Now, on Monday, agriculture leaders of Michigan got together in a Zoom conference to talk about some of the issues facing their industry here in Michigan. And one of those agriculture leaders is joining us for a few minutes on WKZO to share some thoughts on what they discussed and how important this is to the state of Michigan. Mary Kalpinski is the CEO of Michigan Pork Producers with us this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to chat with you. Overall, after talking with the agriculture leaders on Monday, is the agriculture industry in pretty good shape here in Michigan?
We're in great shape in Michigan. We've got a lot of natural resources that really help us produce healthy food here in the state. So we want to make everybody aware of how good a state this is and how dependent we are on agriculture, our second leading industry in the state.
And the numbers, when you look at how important this industry is to the state of Michigan, really play that out very well.
They certainly do. A lot of people are unaware of the diversity that we have in agriculture in the state and the amount of food we grow here. When we talk about the pork industry, we have over 2,000 farms that are raising pigs in Michigan. And a lot of that goes under the radar, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mary, are there some specific issues related to the pork industry that concern you, maybe keep you up at night a little bit?
Most definitely. We are so worried about getting a foreign animal disease here in the United States, whether it's foot and mouth disease that affects not only the pork industry, but the cattle industry and the dairy industry, or African swine fever, which has been kind of on our radar since 2018 when it was identified in China. We have really ramped up our monitoring and our biosecurity efforts on our farm to try to keep our pigs safe so they don't get sick.
Our guest is Mary Kalpinski, CEO of Michigan Pork Producers, one of the agricultural leaders of Michigan, who got together this week to talk about some of the issues facing their industry in the state of Michigan. Of course, food prices are a top topic among families here in the state of Michigan. Were you addressing that issue at all in your conference this week?
Well, I think, you know, not directly. The prices of feed, of course, we're experiencing them when we're buying our food for our pigs have also gone up. And so everything has gone up a little bit, but a lot of that is just to cover the cost. Farmers are not really getting that much more for their product, but they are. It does look like it's going to be a profitable year for pork producers, but we're doing everything we can to help make sure we produce enough pork and keep the price as reasonable as possible so people have a good opportunity to get a good protein source in their diet.
Are there concerns among this group about infrastructure issues? I know that's getting a lot of chatter in Lansing and the legislature. How has that impacted ag industry here in Michigan?
Certainly. Well, you know, as our farmers get more technology, they're really more and more dependent on broadband, not only for running some of the electronics in their tractors, but also some of the Wi-Fi different technology that they need in their barns. So we really need to make sure that we have the broadband capability. We do transport a lot of pigs. We have about 1 million pigs on the road and across the United States each year. So the roads are really concerning for us, making sure that our trucks can transport and not have any issues on the road. So, infrastructure is important to us.
And I'm sure agricultural leaders here in Michigan are keeping a close eye on developments related to the 2023 Farm Bill. We've got a couple of allies working on that in Washington. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, who is the chairwoman of the Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Representative Alyssa Slotkin is on the House Agriculture Committee. What do you want to see out of the Farm Bill in 2023?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you mentioned both of those people because we are very fortunate. We haven't had somebody on the House Ag Committee in quite a while, and we've got a group of pork producers that are going down to Washington, D.C. next week, and we'll be visiting with the legislators to make sure that our farm bill priorities are top of mind. We talked about it a little bit, making sure that we're prepared if we have a foreign animal disease outbreak here in this country and doing everything that we can to keep it out of this country. We are really lobbying for increased funding for a vaccine bank. That would be some vaccine that the United States would own. They wouldn't have it on the shores, but they would have access to it if we had a break of a foreign animal disease. With foot and mouth disease, there is a vaccine available, and it would be necessary for us to vaccinate animals if we got that disease. African swine fever, there's not a vaccine for, but we want to make sure that the funding is available. We're working on getting a vaccine as quickly as possible. We also have the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, of which Michigan State University is a member. And that's really a network of laboratories across the country that could help us monitor the health of our animals and really would play a key role in eliminating a disease if we did get it here. So those are a couple of the real top priorities that we have. We'll also be talking to the legislators a lot about trade. Trade is really important for the pork industry. We export 25 to 30% of the pork that we raise in Michigan goes to export partners. And that really helps increase our bottom line of producers. It accounts for about $60 per pig that is generated by offshore customers. So we want to make sure we have fair trade and agreements with different countries, making sure that we knock down all of the tariff and non-tariff barriers that are out there.
Agricultural leaders here in Michigan getting together this week during Michigan Food and Agriculture Month to talk about issues facing their various industries here in Michigan. And we've been talking about that with Mary Kalpinski, CEO of the Michigan Pork Producers, this morning on WKZO. Mary, thank you so much for your time and for sharing this with us this morning.
Well, thanks a lot for having me and really putting a spotlight on agriculture in Michigan.
All right. Happy to do so here in this agriculture state we live in. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.